my delightful, lovely, and dynamic guests this morning are Eloisa Guan-Lau, Ainsley Moon, and Christy Jane from Brown. They are with the Alabama Women's Caucus for Art. We're going to talk about a very exciting show. Women, I want to welcome you to WLRH, and thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you. Good morning. For having us.
It is an exciting thing to have three great artists sitting here with me, and there are even more great artists involved in this show. Let's start with you, though, Christy. Let's go with question number one, which is, what is the Alabama Women's Caucus for Art? And if you could tell us a little bit more about this organization.
Wonderful. Okay, so we started this chapter in 2015, so we're on our second year. We just started our second year. And we're a chapter of the National Women's Caucus for Art organization,
wow,
which started back in the 70s to bring a voice to women artists through the College Art Association. And they branched off from there and started their own organization and developed chapters around the United States. And Alabama did not have one. We've had artists that were part of the national organization, but mm-hmm. Alabama didn't have its own chapter until last year. Tabitha Jamarlowitz headed up and got a group of fantastic women together, and we started this. And we're a group of practicing, working, and teaching artists. We have curators, gallery administrators, arts-based business owners, scholars, literary artists, and any creative professional identified woman artist is welcome to join our organization. Our broad mission is to create a community through art, education, and social activism to promote women's contributions to the arts. Alabama's Caucus, we provide exhibition opportunities for artists, and these exhibitions and associated events really enrich the cultural life of our community. That's our foundational goal. Mm-hmm. Our service committee seeks opportunities to provide art experiences for underserved populations. We've got some things cooking up in that area.
Wonderful.
And we also provide workshops on professional practices for artists. We have a lot of peer mentoring and networking opportunities that not just benefit our members, but go out into the broader community.
Well, this is a wonderful organization. And when you first approached me for this interview, Christy, I was looking at the national organization, a little bit of information about it, and I just thought, wow, this is really amazing. I'm a little bit floored, though, to think that Alabama's just now getting this in the last couple of years. I'm really proud of you for putting this together. This is wonderful. But why do you think it took so long for Alabama to catch up?
You know, it may have just been that we have such a spread out art community. We also have, if you go to Low Mill and look at the art scene there, women are represented very well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think having our cities so spread apart, it's hard to network with women in Birmingham and Montgomery. And that's we're sort of just at the beginning of that and trying to put out our feelers, which sort of ties into the intention for this show and it being Alabama artists, mm-hmm. was to kind of get the word out and try to group together.
Right.
And it takes a lot of work. If you're a woman artist, that means you might be, a mother artist wearing 10 hats.
Right.
Start an organization at the same time is really challenging. And Tabitha really pulled a group of very motivated, ambitious women. And so we kind of all just took apart and got it together. So.
Well, that is a wonderful thing. My guest who just spoke is Christy Jane Fromm Brown. She is an artist with the Alabama Women's Caucus for Art and doing lots of other things. And my other guests are Eloisa Guan-Lau and Ainsley Moon. And all of these women together are putting on a show called Intimate Spaces. It's going to be an exhibit celebrating works by Alabama artists starting on May 21st, running through July 2nd with the opening reception on May 21st from 6 to 9 a.m. on the UAH campus at the Union Grove Gallery. And I'd like to give out this website if you'd like to find out more about the Women's Caucus for Art. It's alwca.weebly.com. Well, now, Eloisa, my next question goes to you, and I think it was supposed to be my question number two, but I forgot which one that was.
To explain Intimate Spaces.
That's right. That's right. We're going to stop people in their tracks for
right.
this show. That's
yes.
That's what it was.
Pull
my
over
mind
now,
stopped.
Everyone.
Yeah, my mind stopped, and I was so stopped. I was like so focused on the stopping thing that it worked. That's what it was. So tell us a little bit more.
So Intimate Spaces, the show, is largely inspired by a book that was written in 1958 by a French philosopher named Gaston Bachelard, or Bachelard in English. So he discusses how objects and body contain deep emotional reserves. And so for him, small objects are oneric spaces, so oneric relating to dreams. And so they house a universe of poetic imagination that's always ready to be unleashed. And as artists, as women artists, we're interested in the subjective impact of form. So whether that takes place in terms of painting or sculpture or photographs, and that impact of form on human consciousness. So for us, then, art disrupts. And what it does is it disrupts our humdrumness of the everyday life.
Yes.
And it triggers something unexpected. So then art becomes, to the viewer and to some extent the artist, art becomes this unexpected and unplanned encounter. So the question then becomes, how does creativity come into being? And a big role is played by chance and mutability. So when we enter a gallery space, such as the Intimate Spaces space, then art makes us think about memories and reverie and also that experience of encounter. It brings us into the present moment as it triggers nostalgia and memories and the poetic imagination.
That is a perfect space in itself, the Union Grove Gallery there, right, for a show with this title. And I think this show is very timely, too, in this way. I was hearing on NPR last week about, I think, a study they did where they sent people with high cortisol levels into a museum, and their cortisol level, their stress level dropped after about 30 to 35 minutes. And I think it's because of being so engaged, and like you're saying, about this present moment, about being engaged with the art, and of course, all the women artists here are creating this new world for you to walk into and to be, you know, in relation to these art objects. It does create relief for the mind. You're not so busy thinking, oh, what do I have to get at the store for dinner? Oh, I have to fix the roof. Oh, I have to fix my car. All these other things that we think about daily and all the things that we're so engaged in. It gives you a break from that, which is kind of like turning off your computer and getting a little rest.
Exactly. Right.
So very, very fun. Again, Intimate Spaces will be at the Union Grove Gallery on the UAH campus. It's brought to you by the Alabama Women's Caucus for Art. A very exciting event, the opening reception, May 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. You can see this show throughout June and through July the 2nd. Now, my third guest is Ainsley Moon. Ainsley, I love your painting, and I've talked to you before, and I'm glad you're here today. Tell me a little bit about the pieces that you have in the show.
Thank you. I have three pieces in the show: Shared Selfie, Picture Screen, and Quietly. And all three of these pieces were created when I was pregnant with my daughter, my first child, in 2015. And all three of these are figurative, and the body really becomes a vessel for looking in on itself. So the figure becomes an intimate space in and of itself. And the images, they're very subtle. I usually use a lot of color in my work. When you interviewed me last time, we talked about emotion and mystery and color, and my pieces are usually really charged with color. But all three of these are black and white images, and they have a quietness about them. So when we put images up on social media and Instagram, usually we put these really bright images where we're trying to show the really cool, comfortable, happy parts
of
our lives.
Right.
And these, I would say, are much more reflective, and that's what makes them so intimate. And my goal with these is really to make that space between the viewer and my emotional perspective disappear, to collapse that space so that the viewer can find their way into that intimate space. Mm. More like an invitation than trying to show an emotion or a little snippet from my life. It's trying to really allow the viewer to come into those intimate moments.
So they're kind of doing a little of the work here. It's not just a sort of in their face thing. It's something where you have the invitation here, and then they're able to come and make interpretations for themselves.
Yes, they're cropped in a very specific way. So even though they are figurative, they are not like traditional portraiture in the way that they are cropped. And what's interesting is I actually used cell phone pictures for these to take the image. And so cool. That as well explores how the cell phone, we hear a lot about it distracting us socially, but the way I've used it for this work, it's become an intimate space as well. It's become the small object that I use to capture these little subtle moments that otherwise I would have missed because I couldn't take a camera and a tripod and set it up. So it uses the cell phone in a very intimate way as well.
Very interesting. You just heard from Ainsley Moon, who is a wonderful painter. I was admiring your the point shoes. The picture, really, really big picture that might even give you a clue, because the intimate moment of a dancer putting on her point shoes, and you can see in this picture that you painted where the point shoe is a little bit ragged on the bottom, where, you know, she's rehearsed, she's been dancing, and she's been using these because, you know, when they come out new, they're just beautiful and pristine. But then once you dance on them, they get a little ragged on the edges, and you've portrayed that so beautifully. I don't know if that painting will actually be in the show.
It will not. Just these three. And these are tiny, but they do relate to that painting in the sense that they are parts of the body. For example, one of these is an image of just my feet in the mirror. And the way it's cropped, you can just see these feet as this very vague reflection in a glass door. And the way it's cropped, you can't even see the edges of the glass door. So you're just seeing these feet reflected. So in a way, it could almost be the viewer's feet, too. It could be anyone's feet. So in that way, it reduces that distance between my intimate space and the viewer's intimate space.
And they're like moments captured in time.
So almost like audience participation is just sort of inherent or implied.
Definitely, the viewer really comes into play when they encounter something that someone else has made.
Intimate Spaces begins May 21st at Union Grove Gallery on the UAH campus, with the opening reception beginning at 6 to 9 p.m. You just heard from Ainsley Moon, also Eloisa Guan Lau. Eloisa, tell me a little bit more about the idea. Let's talk a little bit more about the idea about art stopping you in your tracks.
So this is an idea that was developed. The keyword is phenomenology. Mm-hmm. And so it was largely developed in the teens and the 20s by German philosophers. And the idea of phenomenology is based on the premise that reality, as we perceive it, is based upon events and objects mm-hmm. in space and how we encounter it. So an artwork, for example, then stops us in our tracks. So we go through our daily existence, like I said before, going through the humdrumness of life, and then you encounter a sculpture or a photograph, and then that triggers something in you mm-hmm. that is from the present moment, but at the same time, it's a nostalgia from the past. So all those things combined become your experience. And I think that's where poetry and art becomes very, very powerful, because it unleashes your imagination. And also, you know, that childhood in everyone, when we used to just have free play and the world was just so open to us and we weren't stuck in our daily grind. So it's really nice to go, I think that's where art really comes in. It reminds us of what humans are capable of what we are capable of becoming, not what we are. It's how we're constantly evolving.
That's wonderful. And I think definitely, too, and also that everyone's going to have a little bit different perception of what's
so
going on.
And individual.
It's part of the creative process to react to the art, not like you think you're supposed to, but like you do, which is totally okay. You know, it's so funny. It seems like all these things are coming over the air about this very thing. I think it was Radiolab, maybe, that was talking about perception and how people kind of agree. You know, you and I would all pretty much agree that all these three your microphones right here, but there are people who do not perceive that. They might perceive them as like a whale or a huge wall or a grocery store, and this actually happens. And so perception is something not really to take for granted. You should take your individual perception as something very, very special, and I think it involves an element of risk, actually, to allow yourself to perceive what you perceive and not to be guided by externally referented sort of things. You have to go ahead and believe in yourself enough to make the leap and to trust your own perception.
Well, and to let it go for someone else's reference system to take their, you know, their perspective of it. So you make this thing, you have this intention, you put it out in the world, and it's not that anymore. It belongs to everyone else that looks at it, and they're going to have their own perspective of what you meant and what it is to them, and there's no way to control.
I'm so excited about getting into all this detail about the process that's actually happening here when you go and see art. And I hope that this will motivate people to come out and see Intimate Spaces. It is work by members of the Alabama Women's Caucus for Art, an exciting and rather new organization in Alabama. And the opening reception will be May 21st at Union Grove Gallery on the UAH campus, starting at 6 p.m. The show will run through July the 2nd, all the way through June, which is not printed on my page, but that's sort of implied here, and my perception leads me to believe that June will
June will be included.
Yes. And so I'm really happy to be able to finally perceive this at this time. ladies, I am so thrilled to talk to you today. Is there anything else you'd like to say about this show? It's going to be an absolutely stunning, amazing show.
I do want to say that this exhibition was open to Alabama artists, not just women in the ALWCA. So we do have members that are in the exhibition, but there are also other Alabama artists across the state. And it's a small format show, so the work in itself is intimately sized. And nothing was outside of a cubic foot. We're going to be open on Saturdays from 1 to 4 over in the gallery, and we do have events going on to coincide with the show. So there will be, you know, you spoke a lot about poetry and art. There will be a poetry night with the Out Loud Poets will be featuring Lindsay Bronaugh. That's going to be May 28th. So, you know, check us out and look at our schedule. And
also ALWCA is open to all gender identified. It's not just female identified.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You must take women artists seriously, but that is past.
So other types of people are allowed to join the Alabama Women's Caucus for Art.
It's inclusive.
Very cool. It's very inclusive. I'm glad you made that point, Eloisa. Very, very cool. Again, the Alabama Women's Caucus for Art, a very inclusive space. And to find them, you may go to alwca.weebly, that's weebly.com. Christy and Eloisa and Ainsley, I want to thank y'all so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having us.